Hey, what's poppin', y'all? This is your man Major, man. And we locked in here for hoodhype.com, episode number 29, the home of unsigned and independent talent on the internet, man. And we back here to do it again real big. In today's episode, man, we got the South as well represented, man. We got Florida in the house. We got Jackson, Mississippi checking in. And then we got a couple of repeat artists coming at y'all again. And before I go any further with this show, man, it's time to go ahead and announce the winner from episode number 27. And my man, Eric Morrow, he had the track called No Sunshine, Family Health 101. My man took the crown for episode number 27. So that's what's up, man. So make sure when you're out on the internet this week to go over to hiphopdirectory.com and go to Digital LSD and check him out. And download episode number 27 if you hadn't had a chance to hear that track yet. And he was off a record label called Bigger Boy Entertainment. And them dudes came over to the message board the other day and put a post out there and said they about to go ahead and, you know, just hit up Hood Hype, man. They said they're coming with other artists to be looking for more music off the Bigger Boy Entertainment record label. And now, man, we about to go ahead and get into our kickoff track today. And our first artist is my man St. John, who was featured back in episode number 21. And he had the banging track called Come Back to Me, where he was talking about, you know, the West Coast sound and what the West Coast got to do to get back. And if y'all don't remember, my man is coming out of Sacramento, California. And if you want to check him out, go to garageband.com/St. John. And this track right here, man, my dude is real lyrical, man. The dude is just a straight lyricist. And this track right here is called All Broken Up. And in this track, man, broke is a bitch, you know what I'm saying, that he's kicking it with. And he's about to divorce her, man. And the whole, you know, the whole concept and the wordplay on this track is nuts, man. So we about to go ahead and get into that one to kick it off. Yeah.
Fuck it. It's for my niggas. Like, baby, why, baby, no, baby, don't go. I'm like, bitch, please, me leave, you let go. From my very first breath of air, she was there, she cared, she shared pain in my moment of despair. And everybody knew her name, everybody felt the shame. Broke was the one to blame, money going down the drain. Broke had a lot of game, sexy frame, Debo, mind control. It's hard to explain the reason niggas keep spinning their paper. She's the reason niggas put spinners on their scrapers. The reason niggas shoot crack in they arm just to shoot beyond the stars, catch a glimpse of God. She's the reason niggas put a vest on their chest so they can reach a little hood success before they death. My cousin got gunned down living like that. That's all my mama, I ain't never going out like that. Broke when I wake up, broke when I go to sleep, dreaming of a Jacob, trying to make ends meet. I hated being broke, left my love, married to a bitch named Broke. Now we breaking up. Broke when I wake up, broke when I go to sleep, dreaming of a Jacob, trying to make ends meet. Hated being broke, left my love, married to a bitch named Broke. Now we breaking up. Every time I try to break away, she always hold me back, telling me the fact of the matter is that I'm black. Should I let my dreams just shatter or fight back? No, my mama, I ain't never going out like that. I'm like when Jordan played Detroit and he got no ring. I'm like Alicia Keys' voice before she could sing. Man, I'm a young Tiger Woods learning my golf swing. I'm Jelly Bean Bryant's offspring, call me Kobe. Venus and Serena before the tennis arena. A black man trading in his hoopty for a beamer. A dope man's daydream of being legit. I could see how it may seem, he ain't shit. He got potential in the palm of his fist. He could get it, he could spit it, he could live it if his picture is vivid. It's essential that I think like this. I could get it, I'm a winner, I'm terrific. God damn it, I'm gifted. When I wake up, broke when I go to sleep, dreaming of a Jacob, trying to make ends meet. Hated being broke, left my love, married to a bitch named Broke. Now we breaking up. Broke when I wake up, broke when I go to sleep, dreaming of a Jacob, trying to make ends meet. As me, hated being broke, left my love, married to a bitch named Broke. Now we breaking up. Like, baby, who? Baby, you fucking with her? I'm like, hell yeah, this is cash. Look at her ass. You could call a cheddar or Skrilla. Money or dough. She got a cousin named Benjamin. Know I'm feeling him so. Been around the world, rubbing elbows with the rich. You just around the corner, elbows ashy and shit. And she don't worry about a budget, paying her bills too late. Cause she done fucked everybody from Bill Cosby to Bill Gates. Probably just a slut, but a slut with some good taste. And I don't need trust, that fucking is how we relate. I know she like the dyke, I'm still gonna kiss her. Even if she put a hickey up on Nikki Hilton's sister. Influences the government, corrupts the church. When I put her in my piggy bank, she triples my worth. There's a certain type of status you get when and having cabbage. If this is living lavish, then I want it for life. Broke when I wake up, broke when I go to sleep, dreaming of a J trying to make ends meet. Hated being broke, left my love, married to a bitch named Broke. Now we breaking up. Broke when I wake up, broke when I go to sleep, dreaming of a Jacob, trying to make ends meet. Hated being broke, left my love, married to a bitch named Broke. Now we breaking up. Married to a bitch named Broke. Now we breaking up. Married to a bitch named Broke. Now we breaking up. Married to a bitch named Broke. Now we breaking up. Married to a bitch named Broke. Now we breaking up.
Fuck y'all niggas know about being broke, man. Motherfuckers starving, motherfuckers dying. Shit, babies crying, man. Shit real bad out here, man. Niggas is just trying to get it, get a little bit of something, trying to have something. It's real bad, y'all. We just trying to make it, just trying to have something. St. John, JG. I know y'all niggas is feeling this. Shit. You feeling this if you shaking your pocket. You ain't hearing nothing but a couple little pieces of some change. I feel you, my nigga. Two nickels and a dime and we out, my nigga.
All right, y'all. I'm about to get up with my man Fro to find out what's going on in the hood this week. Fro, what up, baby? What's going on this week, man?
Nah, ain't nothing. What's good with you?
Shoot, not too much, cuz. Same old shit.
Oh, man. You hear that Mafia Nightmares song?
No, I ain't heard that cut yet.
It was supposed to be on Blood Money, but it ain't dropped. For I guess they could clear a sample or something. It's tight as hell.
Oh, for real? It's a banger?
Yeah, I dig it, but, you know, if you don't like 50 on the hook, then you don't like it.
I'm going to have to search for that one then.
Yeah. It's called Nightmares. It's a hot joint. They haven't done the album sales they wanted to do, but I dig the album. I ain't going to front.
Okay.
But speaking of album sales, man, I was looking at Remy's numbers. You know she ain't even went paper yet.
Oh, man, quit playing, man.
She sold 70,000 copies.
Total.
That's where
she's
at right now.
Damn, man, that's fucked up. I mean, most cats get that shit. I mean, I ain't gonna say most cats, but, you know, somebody on her level, they usually sell that shit the first week.
It seemed like they was hyping it. She done blew up the mixtape circuit with Pap and them. So, you would think that she would do better numbers than that. But they only shipped, they only shipped a small amount, like 350,000. I guess if you think about the ratio and the numbers or whatever, it's hard to do a lot when you ain't got a lot out there. So 70,000, that's, man, I feel for you, man.
Yeah, that shit, that's terrible.
So hopefully maybe next time she don't go popping off at the lips about Don Cartagena.
That's what I was going to say. I mean, you talk that big shit, you got to back it up. And I'm surprised, too. I mean, because I was reading a couple of the reviews, and the reviews she got was pretty good. I think XXL gave her an XL. And I can't remember what the source gave her, but it wasn't no bad rating. But, shit.
Right.
It didn't produce, though.
So, I ain't heard the whole joint, but I heard a few bangers off of there.
Okay.
It's revving. It's raw. She flows on it. Dave Chappelle, his unendorsed episodes, the lost episodes, are showing. They started last weekend, last Sunday at 9 o'clock on Comedy Central.
Hell yeah, you know I was watching that shit too.
Oh man, he's dying.
Hell yeah, that shit's still funny, man. I feel sorry for Charlie and my mans, though, man, because they got to go out there hosting that shit. And don't get me wrong, they did a good job. I thought they was funny as hell, you know, filling in for Dave, but that shit got to be difficult for them, though.
For sure, I mean, he the reason I come y'all right here.
Yeah.
Like Charlie Murphy said, without this show, y'all still be calling me Eddie Murphy, brother. Real talk.
Hell yeah. That's for real, yeah, for sure.
That's classic. Set the DVR to record that shit. That shit is as high as ever. What else going on? Method Man, he letting his nuts hang a little bit. He was talking about the way that Jay and L.A. Reid at Def Jam haven't really developed a lot of artists. I mean, the way that they should. Ever since Jay been in, it's like they were signing old cats, old heads and stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He said he ain't got a problem with, excuse me, he ain't got a problem with Nas or the Roots and everything, but, I mean, you take Nas, the Roots, a Neo, and a Rihanna and develop them, but what about cats like himself, you know? They ain't really... I mean, but Matthew's off an album, I'm not real familiar with his numbers is and stuff, but it seemed like he dropped an album every good 2 years.
Yeah, it seemed like it. I don't know. I got, you know, issues with that statement, man. Cause, I mean, Jay, look, they signed Rick Ross. I mean, Jeezy under Def Jam. I mean, they got some new cats. So, I mean, I can't say that they just, you know, working on a select few people. I mean, they trying to push they people. It's just, you know, maybe he ain't fitting, you know, into their plans or whatever. I don't know. But, you know, that shit,
One of his points was, he told him to stop sitting at the office and starting all these established acts and go out there and find somebody. But really, like you said, I feel like he out here trying to develop. I mean, Rick Ross, you know, I make comments about him, but every track that Jay on, that he on, I dig it. You know, I call him Isaac Hayes all day long. if you check his flow and say that he's developing.
But Ricky got that potential, man. I think he might blow. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And you already know what Jeezy done did. And so, I mean,
exactly.
I don't know about Meth on that statement. And hopefully, man, I mean, shit, we supposed to have an interview with Meth coming up, man. That shit still should be in the works. So we'll have to, you know, holler at him about that when we get him on the phone.
No doubt. He's vouching for Saigon and Maino. He said, you know, sign one of these niggas and promote them and see what you could do. He said, you know, Matthew saying that slick shit. He said, knowing Jay and them, they'll probably go back and try and sign Shine when he get out. Again.
He's stupid. So,
yeah. Oh, man. I don't know if I shared this with you, but Dave Mays and Benzino, the Benzino Washington Kings.
Oh, for real? They're going to have a
I seen this flick of a, it's like a tabloid magazine for hip hop.
Oh no!
Oh man, I know it.
Already, dude. You ain't even said nothing else, and it already sound whack as fuck.
Check with the article on the front, the main article on the front. It's got 3-6 Mafia on there, and it says, "Did 3-6 Mafia deserve to win an Oscar?"
Mm. Wow.
Then it's got 10 game shape sophomore jinx without 50 Cent. LeBron James unveils new shoe this week. And some of our little Kim and her taste. I just don't get it, man. I mean, let it be done, man. Go pursue your lawsuit with a lecture. Get them old royalty checks and stuff. Yeah.
That's bullshit. I mean, how you going to go from doing something that, I mean, to me, the source fell off a little while ago anyway, and they lost their crown. But they were still a respectable publication. You know what I'm saying? How you going to go to this, though? That's bullshit, dog. That's whack.
Right. They're going to be having, I don't know, all the pictures that he's putting on his mixtape. They're going to be having them song pictures of the game and that kind of stuff. It's going to get real ridiculous on going into a tabloid setting or whatever. It's just going to be Beef Central, probably. That's really what will be in there. Parties. Well, that's it, man. I'm going to get up out of here. It's hot in the Midwest, baby.
Hell yeah, it's hotter than a bitch, man. This shit is, man, garbage, dog. Can't deal with it, man. I need some cool weather coming this way, man.
Exactly. I ain't never said it before, but I'm about to go get some cool weather. Go to the MIA. Shit, go down. Go to Tennessee or something and get some cold weather. Because this shit right here is murder.
Hell yeah, it's sticky. Sure.
I'm going to check back with you, though.
All right, man. I'll get at you next week, cuz.
All right.
All right, one. Alright y'all, that's what's up, man. Always action packed, man. Never stop, you know, just news just keeps coming in the hip hop world. And some of that news, man, shit, I don't know, man. Like that, the fucking magazine with Dave Mays and them, man. I really hope that shit don't, you know what I'm saying, come out and turn out to be true, cause that's some bullshit. And get at us, man. You know what I'm saying? When you hear these, you know, news comments, man, I'm sure y'all got an opinion one way or the other, man. So come on the message boards and, you know, let us know what y'all think, man. And if you think me and Fro is on some bullshit, come on the message boards and let us know. But we just trying to get people out there and talk regardless. So hopefully we'll be seeing y'all out there. But now we about to go ahead and get into our second track, man. And this next track, man, is hard as fuck, man. My man Divine MC is spitting some heat on this track, man. And the name of the song is called I'm a Soldier. And my man is coming out of Daytona Beach, Florida. And if you want to check him out, you can go to DivineMC.com. And the name of this album is called Food for Thought Volume 1. And this track right here, man, the production is hard. And it's got a bit of a reggae feel to it. It's just, you know, it's just unique, man. It's real different sounding. So, you know what I'm saying? I think y'all gonna like this one, man. We about to go ahead and jump into it right now. Let's go.
Playboy. 05. 06. 04. Big team deal
not a drunk spot. Screaming blood clot and whatnot. Never miss targets when I'm buck shot. Yelling fuck cops, let them feel my energy. They know how I deal with enemies who reveal identities, real pretending bees. Wanna squeal a synergy to a penitentiary. And I will eventually increase the rage if I have to release grenades, blast through police brigades. Should've listened when I asked crews to please behave. Now bodies lay stiff, my statues deceased in graves. My kind of life to settle as a rebel. On the run, pushing pedals to the metal. SWAT team closing in, my face is stuck with the frozen grin. I chose to win regardless if I'm captured. So just to be more ferocious, I'm strapped with C4 explosives. They're all going down with me, cuz
I'm a motherfucking soldier. Big gun in my holster. One right till it's over.
Using my gift to gab to rap wicked. I refuse to spit the trash, act timid. So my attitude is kiss my ass, suck my fat dick. Blacklisted cause I'm quick to blast and attack critics. No regrets in my action cause I'm a strong pedigree who writes the songs cleverly. All I need is a pen and a pad. It's the bomb recipe, gain longevity. Yeah, my dream is rather large. Haters wanna scheme and sabotage, but I stay on point. My routine is camouflage just in case the whack clicks trace my tactics. Make these bastards realize that they can't stop my mission. Gonna climb to the finest in top position. Got the vision of expensive cars, lots of women, etc. The rest is history. My life blessed with victory, cuz
I'm a motherfucking soldier. Big gun in my holster. One right till it's over. I might never be afraid to let the world know I'm a motherfucking soldier. Big gun in my holster. One right till it's over. I might never be afraid to let the world know.
They never put me by now, or even try to take this crown. And he will smash you with his monster sound. You leave your 6 feet underground and you will not be around. You can never take me by now, or even try to take this crown. Cause he will smash you with his monster sound. You leave your 6 feet underground and you will not be around.
Hey, yo, ACG against the grain. Don't attempt to gain courage or feel tremendous pain for my brethren. They be my fam officially. Tam agility. Any man that's giving me lip will bother grill damage physically. Strength of Hulk Hogan in his prime. Our slogan is to shine. Violated first thing we exposing is a nine. Jamel and my kin extreme be the winning team. Cause we're soldiers.
I'm a motherfucking soldier. Big gun in my holster.
Okay, man, before we go ahead and get into this third track, I'm gonna change it up a little bit, man, and go ahead and put something different out there. And I'm sure y'all notice this beat playing in the background right now. Got the fire sample in there. And this track right here is provided by my man Stack, he's coming out of Peoria, Illinois. And dude's been producing for a minute, man. Dude got some fire tracks. And for, you know, artists that's listening, man, if you need some production, man, you know, some of these, you know, dudes out here be spitting fire, but sometimes they production, you know, just ain't where it could be. So if you are, you know, artists out here, or even if you just a beginner just getting started in the game and you looking for some tracks, go ahead and holler at my man Stack. And if you want to email him, you can get at him at brionstackedge@yahoo.com. And I'm gonna spell that out. It's brionstackedge@yahoo.com. So get on there and holler at the boy, man. And we're going to start doing that, man. We're going to try to feature, you know, a different producer every episode, man, and show the producer some love, man. Because really, they in the same struggle that these MCs is in, man. As far as getting exposure, the shit is difficult for independent artists, no matter whether you're an MC, producer, or whatever. So we're going to start giving the producer some more shine because, you know, usually the beats that you're hearing in the background is supplied by, you know, our team, Mac Major Productions. But we decided it's time for the producers to go ahead and get some love and get their shit out there and get a chance to promote them as well. So that's what's up, man. So, you know, holler at the boy Stack. But now we're about to go ahead and get into this third song. And it's coming from my man Shawty Jizzle, coming straight out of Jackson, Mississippi. And this song is hard as hell. It's called Think I'm Playing. And if you want to hit him up, you can go to garageband.com/sjizzle, and that's S-J-I-Z-Z-L-E. And the name of the album is also called Think I'm Playing. And shoot, one of our Hood Hype scouts was out there, you know, working the internet and found him, came across his track, and he submitted his music. And this song right here is gutter as fuck, man. So we about to go ahead and jump into it right now.
Nigga, you know I wet you, so why act gutter when you know I ain't playing? I never told nines, cause I know I take you. I'm juggling the game in the palm of my hands. I knew you was a bitch first time I met you. Behind a tough talk, I can see that you lame. Trying nuts and jump stupid on the king of them bread dudes. I like that ass up if you thinking I'm playing. Hey, I ain't even playing. You were my best friend till you turned state and tried to turn my ass in, you bitch. Who the nigga that put you on when he was slanging dro? And who the nigga that helped your ass when you was out of clothes? You was a trigger dude, now you a mushy nigga. You ain't no thoroughbred, listen, you a pussy nigga. This real talk, you better listen, bruh. Before that chopper eat the left side of your brain up. I was the one that answered all of your calls, nigga. And I ain't stupid, you was fucking my bro, nigga. I took you on stage and shows, and after that I introduced your ass to all of them hoes. You was my right hand man, now you turning on me with the police. You better stay up out of them streets. I murdered the track, so keep my name out your mouth before I murder that ass, bitch. Nigga, you know I wet you, so why act gullet when you know I ain't playing? I never told nines, cause I know I take you. I'm juggling the game in the palm of my hands. I knew you was a bitch first time I met you. Behind a tough talk, I can see that you lame. Trying nuts and jump stupid on the king of them bread dudes. I light that ass up if you thinking I'm playing. Listen, you thinking I'm stupid, you claiming you real, huh? You thinking you ready, you wanna be trio, huh? But you's a little bitch, I know that you fake. I know that you lame, I know that you just after my cake. I know that you plotting to hit me up, you turning to state. You run with the folks, you riding unmarked cars with K's, nigga. Stay off the block lane, you know we slanging crack. So keep your distance from the bread, always slanging gas. Thinking the bad ways are knocking you off, cuz the shit is so easy, I'm knowing you sold, bruh. The man of the hour when the chopper start to shower. I'm soaking your ass. I hate niggas like you. Want to rap so bad and run to the king. Want me to promote your ass. But listen, it's kind of funny how you're starting to change when everybody know the deal. You's a sucker for change, nigga.
Hey, what? It's sounded, man. You act like you don't want to fuck with
your boy
no more.
I don't fuck with you no more, nigga.
What you talking about?
I don't fuck with niggas. What? I don't trust your ass no far as I can see you. Listen, fuck nigga, better stay out my business. Ay. Before that Mac 11 get to chopping and spitting. Ay. I hate motherfuckers that be after my money. Well, I'ma show you what the business if you after my money. Why you want it? I'm fully paid. 26 is up under Escalade. And you pushing the bucket a couple years in the game. Now I'm the talk of the public. Try to spare your damn life. Now all I'm thinking is fuck it. We were tight. Remember when we used to shit on ourselves? All the pretty bitches we fucked together, look at yourself. I was the only out the click that was feeling your shit. And was the only out the click that was feeling you, bitch. This the end, no matter how you taking this shot. The bandwagon, stop here. Fuck the hating and talking, nigga. Fuck the hating and talking, nigga. Ay, ay, it's King Shawty.
Yeah, yeah. This bad body, you know what I'm talking about. That I had a partner. Oh, used to be partner, you know what I'm talking about. Then I turned state on you, turned faggot on you.
What?
Tell them this. Yeah.
Nigga, you know I wet you, so why act gullet when you know I ain't playing? I never told nines, cause I know I take you. I'm juggling the game in the palm of my hands. I knew you was a bitch first time I met you. Behind a tough talk, I can see that you lame. Trying nuts and jump stupid on the king of them bread dudes. I light that ass up.
All right, y'all, it's about that time, man. Let's go ahead and check out some of the feedback from last week's show.
Hey, yo, what's going on, Major? It's your boy A9 Wrestling West Philly right here. Currently staying in North Carolina. But anyway, yo, I wanted to let you know, man. Yo, you was doing a real big time for real. Hood Hype is the most off the chain shit I ever heard. But, yeah, I want to drop this freestyle on you real quick. So, hope you like it. All right. Look, hey, yo, I'm putting niggas in a body bag, B. Don't get mad at me, because I got guns like a police academy. Get real, I'm here to shut down the industry. You know it's A9, reppin' West Philly, yeah. I keep my flow going. Oh, shit, my dick's showing. Better zip that up. Nah, I'm playing, but y'all know who the master is acid. That keeps your heart pumping more than 100 beats faster. Yeah. And that was just a little bit of something, but I just want to let y'all know. I want you to see how you like that, all right? Holla back. West Philly.
All right, man, that's what's up. We also had a couple cats write in this week. My man Crooked Lines hit us up on MySpace.com, and he said, much love from the U.S.-Mexico border. Keep it coming and keep it real. And MHolder69 hit us up at podcast.yahoo.com, and he said, this is a great cast site. Keep it coming. The site reminds me of WGCI in Chicago. Y'all got a great blend of artists. And also want to give a shout out to my man A9, who, you know, hit us up and, you know, basically said he loved what we doing here, man. We appreciate that, and I appreciate you dropping that little freestyle for us, man. So we always love to get those, man. Artists out there, if you're looking for a little, you know, extra exposure, go ahead and hit up the hype line, man. 313-406-7577, and drop a quick, you know, 8 bars, 16 bars, whatever, man. Go ahead and drop it. If it's hot, we're gonna go ahead and play it. But now, man, we about to go ahead and get into our final track. And our last cut right here, man, is coming from The Academy. And you probably remember that name, man, because they was featured back in episode 18, and they had the track called So Tired. And these dudes was defending champs, man. They took home the crown for that week, and they was actually featured on Hip Hop Directory and everything. So, you know, they trying to become the first group to actually repeat, you know, and win, you know, in two different episodes. So we'll see if they're going to be able to pull that off. And these dudes is coming out of Mount Vernon, New York. If you want to hit them up, you can go to myspace.com/763ENT. The name of the album is called Now or Never. And this song right here is just straight fire, man. The production is nuts. And the track is deep, man. It's on some real street shit. It's called I Don't Know. And it's on some just hood shit, man. They talking about betrayal and just all the shit that be going down out here in the game, man. So we about to go ahead and get into this one to close out episode number 29. So let's check it out.
The vibe started slipping, feel the shift in emotions. Left me all alone and drift in the ocean. I saw it coming, you a rat and a snake. I pulled back, but apparently I was too late, you know. So I deal with the drama, now disgrace. I see the pain in your mother's smile, cause she know I put my life on the line for you. And she can't understand why you do what you do. And it's like the hood lost respect for you, cause you let your fam fall on behalf of you. Stand up, nah, you switched up, fell from glory, made history, shitted on me, I feel Nori. Chrome blazing back to back, you should've saw me, but you ran and left and sent the D's for the story. Now you smile in my face while I'm in the case. Place myself in your shoes, man, I don't understand. I'm supposed to be the godfather to your firstborn seed, and the one your girl run to when she was in need. If you ain't there, don't tell me that this life ain't fair. And the only reason why I ain't killed you is cause your mom's got enough stress you putting her through. To everybody in the world thinking this is a shame, it is. Can see a stitch, I feel bad for his kids. No disrespect to his man, but that's the shit that he did.
I ain't make you like this, I ain't raise you like this. So what possess you to sniff, yeah, yo, like this? Put that pipe to your lips, smoke crack just like this. You only come around when you begging for money. Hard to smile when you losing your teeth, ain't shit funny. Plus you stay bummy, you ain't showered in weeks. You broke into a house when we went out to eat. You don't know the pain you caused your mother, or the shame that you caused your brother. Somehow we still love you. I pray for the Lord to return my daughter. Daddy's little girl, daddy's little girl, daddy's little girl's out in the fucking world. Didn't recognize your cousin, you told him you suck his dick just to get some cash so you could get another hit. Ain't no pain like losing a child, but it gotta be worse when they higher than the coke and the smile. Everybody be gone, I be alone for a while. Reminisce of your love, there was such tenderness, so innocent. How I could have prevented this? Thoughts of killing myself run through my mental end. What I did wrong, God, she was so special, damn.
Okay, man, that's gonna bring this episode to a close. And shit, man, now I sit back and look at it, man, the four tracks we played today was just fire, man. So I gotta give it up for all the artists that's in today's episode. Make sure y'all come on out to hoodhype.com and get your votes in for all these artists, man. No matter whether you was, you know, feeling the track, man, or, you know, if you thought it was just so-so, go ahead and let us know, man. Go ahead and rate the shit a 2 or a 3. Or if you thought it was fire, man, go ahead and give it a 4 or a 5. But make sure you come on out there and get your votes in. And also, man, go to podcast.yahoo.com and go to iTunes and check us out. Search for Hood Hype and give us some votes on our show. And also, man, everybody's real big into the MySpace thing. So if you be on there, go ahead and go to myspace.com/hoodhype and check us out. Also want to remind people to check us out on smoothbeats.com. So if you missed an episode, or, you know, if you haven't had a chance to download one, every Thursday at 7 p.m. you can catch us on there. And this is new, man. Every Friday at 9 in the morning, you can catch us on there too, man. So if you at work, you at your desk or whatever, man, you know, need something to listen to, go ahead to Smooth Beats at 9 o'clock, man, and check us out on there. And I said it once, man, want to remind people to hit us up at the Hype Line, 313-406-7577. And that's not just for freestyles, man. It's for your comments or, you know, whatever you want to express about the show. Just hit that phone number up, man, and get at us. Also, check out hiphopdirectory.com, the grand Google for hip-hop on the internet. No matter what you're looking for, if it's related to hip-hop, hiphopdirectory.com will steer you in the right direction. And if you want to email me, man, it's major@hoodhype.com. If you want to email the site, it's info@hoodhype.com. So, you know, stay tuned with us, man. Next week, we got the banging episode, man, for episode number 30. This shit gonna be big. Got the interview a little scrappy. I know I've been telling y'all about it, but it's actually gonna drop next week in episode number 30. We got four just murderous cuts coming to episode number 30, man. So make sure y'all come back next week and listen to that one. But that's about it, man. This is your boy Major signing off. I'll check y'all next week. One.
This show has been a Mac Major production.